Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
So when it comes to style, you think, I just can't afford to buy new clothes. Well, guess what? This week's fashion tip is just for you then. Here's our fashionista, Andy Page. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Yes, this morning I want to talk to you about creating a signature style so that you never have to waste money on clothes again.
Oh, okay.
Now, we all know people who have a signature style. For example, Anna Wintour of Vogue magazine. She has a signature haircut. She has a signature style. You know, Diane von Furstenberg. Even someone like Jay Leno has a specific outfit. And a signature style is really, if you can think about it, if they were making a movie about your life, what would the wardrobe person in that movie naturally pull to depict you, right? Like, what do people think that you wear every day? Like, when they think of you, what do they imagine you wearing? So that's really what your signature style is. And how you find that is you go into your closet and you pull out six items as if those are the only clothes that you could wear for the rest of your life. So your favorite six items that make you feel the most empowered, that work with your body the best. And then you take those six items and you start to describe them. And what you're going to find is as you describe your favorite six items in your wardrobe, you're going to come up with some very similar terms.
Okay.
Like maybe for you, Brooke, it would be feminine, it would be body conscious, it would be, you know, colorful, it would be frilly or blue or, you know, whatever. But you're going to find as you start to discover adjectives to describe these items that there are some similarities. And when you come up with those similarities, what you're basically doing is you're defining your own personal style because you've already done it. You just haven't put the thought and the effort into, you know, spelling it out for yourself, right?
Right.
So then you almost create like a little style mantra. Like, for example, my style mantra is casual glamour. So whenever I go buy anything, it's just, you know, both casual but yet still a little glamorous. That's the way that I like to dress every day. And so that's the filter that I use to buy everything in my wardrobe. So when you can really define exactly what works for you, then it becomes very easy to, like I said, filter every purchase through those descriptive terms and make sure that it's true to who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're not going to go out and get sweats, probably, or sweatshirt or anything.
Well, there are people who'd like to live the rest of their life in sweats. However, that probably wouldn't work at every wedding that you went to or, you know, a festival or gala.
Right.
So when you're picking your six items, you want to choose things that would serve you for the rest of your life and every occasion.
I love it. That makes it, you made it sound so easy.
Well, I hope so. So what do you think your style mantra would be or your signature style, Brooke?
Oh, kind of a mess.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I don't think that. If you were to pull out your top six things, I think you'd find you're much more polished and pulled together than you think. But the true test of this is, you know, just putting a little time, energy, and effort into giving it some thought. So that when you head out to buy your new fall things or to add to your winter wardrobe, you're not wasting your money or guessing. You feel very confident in who you are and what you like and what you want to say to the world. And that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, it just putting our minds to it. I think that's the thing I just need to do. I have to look at it and see what are my favorite things to wear.
Exactly. So that should be pretty easy to do. And for more tips like this, head over to my website, sensethestyle.com. You can always pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest, where I pin lots of images to help with all the tips I offer.
Cue the Taylor Swift style.
Taylor Swift style, good style.
Thank you, Andy.
You're so welcome, guys. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.